Hi Vineyard, happy Easter to you. What an incredible day this is. It's the greatest day in history that we get to celebrate today. And it's such an exciting day. I hope that you woke up with a smile this morning. I know that the world's in crisis. I know that, you know, people are getting sick, people are dying. We're facing all of these kinds of restrictions on our lives and it's difficult sometimes. And we cannot gather together physically today. We can gather, of course, virtually today. But in the midst of that, I just want to encourage you with this. We get to go through all of this like everyone else, but with this one big difference. We know that God is with us and we know that He is in control. He's got the whole world in His hands, in the palm of His hands. He knows what's going on. He controls the future. He is with us. Let me encourage you with that. You're not going through this alone and there will be an end to this. And so we get to celebrate today with this hope from the resurrection of Jesus. It's such an exciting day. I hope that you're excited too. Let's read together in the book of John, the account of the resurrection of Jesus. And I'll explain a few things from there. We're starting actually at the end of the crucifixion. Afterwards, so after the crucifixion, Joseph of Arimathea, who had been a secret disciple of Jesus because he feared the Jewish leaders, asked Pilate for permission to take down Jesus' body. And when Pilate gave permission, Joseph came and took the body away. And with him came Nicodemus, the man who had come to Jesus at night. He brought about 75 pounds of perfumed ointment made from myrrh and aloes. Following the Jewish burial custom, they wrapped Jesus' body in the spices in long sheets of linen cloth. The place of crucifixion was near a garden, where there was a new tomb, never used before. And so because it was the day of preparation for the Jewish Passover, and since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. Now, after this, Mary runs back, tells the disciples, they all come and see the empty grave. And then while Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" the angels asked her. "Because they have taken my Lord away," she replied, "and I don't know where they've put him." She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener. "Sir," she said, "if you've taken him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him." "Mary," Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out, "Rabboni," which is Hebrew for teacher. "Don't cling to me," Jesus said, "for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go, find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to the Father and your Father, to my God and your God." What a beautiful day we get to celebrate, the day of the resurrection of Jesus. To me, this is the center of the Christian year. This is what it's all about. This is what we get to celebrate. This is the reason why there's a big smile on my face today. And any day of the year, for that matter of fact, this is where we get new life from. This, what happened here, this is where our new life started. Now, what I love about this scene, what I never thought before, is it takes place in a garden. It takes place in a garden. It's mentioned twice. First, just that there's a garden near Calvary, and where the tomb is, where they lay him. And secondly, when Mary looks and she mistakes through her tear-blurred eyes Jesus for the gardener. And I think it's on purpose that this all happened in a garden. I think it's on purpose. Nothing in this whole Holy Week has been by accident, has been coincidence. It's all on purpose. It's all meant to fulfill something. And I think that what God is doing here, placing this whole scene in a garden, is to reverse the curse of the Garden of Eden. The place where the fall happened, the place where it all went wrong. By one man, death came into the world. But now by this new man, by Jesus, life comes into the world. And he restores, he starts to restore creation. The Garden of Eden was supposed to be that place where heaven and earth touched. And from that place, humans were to spread the beauty of Eden, all over the world. And the same thing is kind of happening here. From that garden of the resurrection, beauty is restored in creation. Now, this is actually the first reason why I got you to get some flowers. Let me get mine for you. This beautiful bouquet of flowers, because it reminds you of spring. Spring, a new season has set in, and you may have forgotten due to the whole crisis and everything that's happening. You may have forgotten, but it's actually spring now. And it's such a beautiful thing. I love this season because I love those first days. You know, those first days when the sun is setting in and it actually warms up to be over 20 degrees, like earlier this week. I was wearing shorts. I promise you, I'm not wearing shorts now. I was wearing sweatpants last week. I'm not wearing shorts now. But I got to wear shorts, and you look around, and the sun is shining beautifully, and you see the flowers, and you see just life getting back into this country. And you realize how autumn and then winter have slowly dragged you down, make you somewhat depressed and somewhat, you know, in a dark place, maybe a dark place in your soul as well. But then, when life gets back in creation, when the sun is shining and it warms up, suddenly you realize, ah, this is what life is supposed to feel like. I'm happy again. I look forward to what the day is going to bring. I enjoy being outside. I don't need a thick jacket to stay warm. It's this beautiful season and I love it. And the thing about spring is when you look around now, the trees do not have their leaves on yet. It's still, they look like winter. But when you look around, there's all these little sparks of hope. There's days of sun. There will be days of rain in the spring, of course. There will still be days when it gets cold. It can even still snow or hail. But all around you, you see these sparks of new life. And you know a new season has set in. And I believe that this is also what the resurrection of Jesus is like. It's a new season has set in. It's not, the creation has not been completely restored to its original purpose yet. It's not all over yet. It's not summer yet. The leaves are not on the trees yet. There will still be rainy days. And you could consider this phase in history as a rainy day in your life, maybe during this crisis. But look around. You know, because of the resurrection of Jesus, a new season has started. Spring came back. And you can see all these sparks of hope and all these sparks of new life. So I think that the resurrection is a bit like spring. For you and I who have received Jesus, who have received the grace that comes from our faith in what he has done. When you've received this new life, a new season has started in your life, in your personal life. There will still be rainy days. It will still be hard sometimes. But there's this joy and this hope that you can hold on to. A new season has started in your life. Now, what is also so special about Easter Sunday is actually this was also a day that the Jews celebrated. As I mentioned on Good Friday, the Passover meal fell in a week of the unleavened bread. It was a celebration week with all kinds of rituals. We'll get into the depths of that some other day perhaps. But on the day following the Sabbath, following the Passover meal, are you following? The Passover meal was on Thursday. The Sabbath, it's the Saturday, followed. And the day following that Sabbath is that Sunday. That's Resurrection Sunday. On that day, they celebrated the festival of first fruits, and they brought, Jewish people would bring the first fruits, the first and the best of their new harvest. They would bring that to the temple as an offering, as a sacrifice, saying thank you for what we have already brought in and thank you for what is still to come. They would bring the first fruits. Listen, on the day, at the moment when Mary and Peter and John were looking into the empty grave, at that same moment, the Jews are bringing their first fruits to the temple. Now, why is this important? Jesus is, again, the fulfillment of this ancient Jewish tradition. And Paul actually mentions it in 1 Corinthians 15. He says, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. The first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. He goes on to explain what this means. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. So, first of all, Jesus is the first fruit of the resurrection. First, in a very literal sense. He is the first that was raised to life. Hold a moment, you may think. I remember a story from Elisha waking a boy up from the dead. I remember Lazarus, of course, being raised to life again by Jesus himself. What about those? Well, those you could see as healings on steroids, perhaps. Incredible healing miracles. But both that boy and Lazarus, they still died in the end. Jesus would never die again. He was raised to life, to an eternal life. He will never die again. And he was raised in a new body, a resurrection body. So this is altogether so different. And in this way, he was the first to undergo that. The first of many. He went before us. But this is something that will happen to all those who believe in him on that final day. We will all be resurrected in a new resurrection body, like the body of Jesus, and live eternally with him. So in this literal sense, he was the first. But also in a spiritual sense, he is the first fruits. He is the first of what God is still going to do, what he's doing, what he's still going to do. Again, a new season has set in. From this place, from this resurrection garden, a new season has started, and it's spreading all over the world. The gospel is spreading, new life is spreading, healing and restoration, it's spreading. You and I have received it, we've experienced it. And actually, N.T. Wright says, the resurrection of Jesus is the starting point and the means by which the Creator is redeeming his creation and restores it to its original purpose. Through the resurrection of Jesus, we have new life. We have a new hope. We have a new spirit living inside of us. We have a purpose to live for. This is what is being spread, this new season, by the resurrection. And by that same power that is living inside of us, God is redeeming and restoring this world. And he is using you and me to do it. And so, at the end of this message, I want to give you two practical ways to live this out, to share this hope with others. First, I'm challenging you in the next 40 days. We've just been through 40 days leading up to Easter. There's another 40 days happening after Easter, and that's between now and the Ascension Day. So in the next 40 days, I'm challenging you to select three people, or one, two, or three people around you, family members, colleagues, friends, people in your neighborhood. Select one, two, or three people. It's like the beginners, advanced, or pro. Three people that you're going to pray for. Three people that you're going to pray for every day in the coming 40 days. People that are not Christians yet, and people that you are just praying for, that they may start listening to that voice of the Holy Spirit that's also speaking to them, that you may one day get to testify to them, share the hope that is living within you. And we believe that God will use those prayers to open those doors within them. Open the doors for those conversations. And secondly, and this is the second reason why I got you to get a bouquet of flowers. I'm asking you to give this away. These are not for you. These are to share with someone else. Give them away to someone, perhaps in your neighborhood. And don't only give the flowers and say, here you go, here's some flowers. Share why. Because it's Easter. Because I believe that through the resurrection of Jesus, and this is exciting when you share this with people, through the resurrection of Jesus, I believe that a new season has set in. There's a new hope and there's a new life. And Jesus has brought color back to my life. And a beautiful smell back to my life. And I just want you to know that this is what happened in me. And I want to share in this way the hope that lives within me with you. Happy Easter. If you want to know more about this, then let me know. Something like that. Will you do this with me? I know it's exciting. I know it's maybe it comes really close. But if you have this bouquet of flowers in your house, and I hope that you did, then I want to challenge you to give it away. And not just give the flowers, but also that hopeful conversation. Will you do this with me? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the resurrection of Jesus. We thank you that you've restored color and life and smell and everything back into our lives through this resurrection. And even though it happened 2,000 years ago, it surely hasn't lost its power. It is alive in me, in everyone that's listening today, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you that we get to go through this corona crisis, knowing that you're in control, knowing that you're with us, and with this undying hope deep within us that even in the midst of this, you're doing something beautiful. Even in the midst of this, you're bringing the world to restoration. Even in the midst of this, you're opening opportunities for us to testify to others, to share with others the hope that lives inside of us. Lord, open doors in the coming week, in the coming 40 days. Open doors for us to share the hope that we've received. Amen. Amen.